First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. Before we get to the headlines that we always start every hour with, I got to give a shout out. I'm going to be selfish here for a second. I had the chance last week to hang out with some awesome middle school kids over in Spackenkill School District, 6th and 7th graders. They're doing a big celebration of companies today. I was blown away by their work as they pitch companies and businesses that they're coming up with and creating that give back to the world. They're doing their celebration of companies. They're doing their pitch today. I can't be there because I'm on air, but I just wanted to say they are incredible. They've inspired me, and I hope they all crush it. If kids across the country are as awesome as the 6th and 7th graders I hung out with the ELA class last week, the future of America looks brighter than ever. So go out there, crush that celebration of companies, guys. Now, let's get you to the headlines that you need to know, and it starts with the NCAA extending their policy banning championships where Confederate flags are flown. Now, don't let this suddenly turn into the NCAA versus the whole nation. No, this is the NCAA versus one state, essentially. The NCAA expanding its Confederate flag policy on Friday, prohibiting all championship events from being held in states where the flag is flown. The thing is, there's only one state affected by the policy change. That would be Mississippi. It's the only state flag that continues to feature the banner of the Confederacy, a blue cross with 13 white stars. This is a quote: "There is no place in college athletics or the world for symbols or acts of discrimination and oppression. We must continually evaluate ways to protect and enhance the championship experience for college athletes. Expanding the Confederate flag policy to all championships is an important step by the NCAA to further provide a quality experience for all participants and fans." So, NCAA going straight at the state of Mississippi. Next up in the headlines that you need to know, some good news for Boston Celtics center Enes Kanter. He tweeted Friday that his father's been released from prison in his native Turkey 7 years after he was arrested by the country's authoritarian government. His quote: "Wow, I could cry. Today I found out that 7 years after arresting my dad, taking him through a kangaroo court and accusing him of being criminal just because he is my dad has been released. This is due to the pressure we have put on the Turkish regime." Congratulations to Enes Kanter, able to get his father back out of prison and able to make such change by speaking so loudly on it and courageously on it. Lastly, on the headlines that you need to know, more loud speak coming from the Major League Baseball world. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred took basically zero time to reject the union's 70-game proposal. So the teeter-totter and back and forth continues to take the next step. In a statement announcing the counterproposal, which included expanded playoffs in 20 and 21, MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark said, quote, "We believe this offer represents the basis for an agreement on a resumption of play." Well, at this point, it took Rob Manfred no time to say, nope. His quote: "This needs to be over. Until I speak with owners, I can't give you a firm deadline." So this is not looking pretty as we get the next layer in this back and forth, and continually everyone rolls their eyes on what it means. First Take, your take, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. You can just ask your smart speakers to play ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hang out with us on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. We've got some stacked guests that are coming across today. We'll get some baseball thoughts from a former major league player that's a buddy of mine. We're going to get some thoughts on everything going on over the course of the weekend. Going to be a great day on the Shell Penzo Performance Line, but you also get to chime in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. And we're going to start with some Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same networks while saving up to 50%. Get the unlimited plan, up to 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month. No contracts, Straight Talk Wireless, no contracts, no compromise. Now, this is where I usually take you directly to First Take. And we'll get there in a second, because there was an important guest today. Gerald McCoy joined First Take, and he talked about Jerry Jones and the responsibility to speak out on social issues. Before you hear from Gerald McCoy, the Cowboys star, before we get there, though, I want to talk to you a little bit about what we figured out yesterday in this conversation, because I put up a Twitter poll. We put it up originally as a question on Twitter, and we had such varied responses that I put up a poll and flat out asked you, do you want to hear from your favorite team's owner? 63% of you said no. 63%, which raises a huge question to me, because we in the media step back and we say, wait, we've got to hear from Jerry Jones. We've got to hear from Robert Kraft. We've got to hear from prominent NFL owners. Why? Who are we to give that sort of an edict out to any of these owners that they have to do something just because we say it's the right thing to do? Now, do I think it's a positive for Jerry Jones to speak out if he's passionate about this movement? Hell yes. Do I think there's huge platform and availability and opportunity for owners to speak out and it can be great for the conversation that we're all trying to have right now? Abso-freaking-lutely. Do I think those things? Yes. Can I impart the fact that I think those things onto Jerry Jones? No, because I'm not his customer. You are. I use the word customer intentionally instead of fan. When you're a fan, you are spending your time, but most importantly, you're incredibly hard-earned money to support a brand, to support a team. And when you do that, you then get to decide what you're willing to support. That's why I've continually told everybody, we've got to stop asking owners to change and leagues to step in, and we've got to start making change with our money. Because when you start spending money or stop spending money on somebody because of what they do or don't say, that's the ultimate power. I'm going to do something here. I'm going to listen to you. Because if you'd asked me 24 hours ago, I would have told you I believe Jerry Jones has a responsibility to speak out because of the good it can do. Because we've heard from him so many times in the past on issues in general. However, now that I've heard from so many of you and you overwhelmingly disagree, I'm willing to evolve my thinking on it. I'm willing to step back and say, hey, maybe the way I see it isn't the same as the way that so many of you see it. Maybe, in fact, you don't want to know what your favorite owner thinks so that you don't have to think about it. Whatever your reasoning is, it doesn't matter. If it's your business to support, if he's speaking to his actual customers, isn't that all that matters? Now, the question is, who are Jerry Jones' customers? Because in some ways, he has a responsibility to his fans. In some ways, I believe that he has a great opportunity to do incredible things for the community. But put that aside, then you also have to say, what's his responsibility to his players? And that's why this is important. Gerald McCoy joined First Take to talk with Stephen A. and Max about Jerry Jones and the responsibility that McCoy feels he has to speak out on social issues.
With everything going on, whether Stephen A. likes it or not, the most recognizable franchise in the world is the Dallas Cowboys, okay? So when a situation like what's going on, which it has been going on, this is not new. It's been going on, but now it's been brought to major light with the tragedy of George Floyd. People are seeing, is this really what's going on? Yes, this has been going on. This is not new. You're just now seeing that this is how brutal it really is. Well, when you have a franchise as recognizable as the Cowboys, people listen when they speak up. And the owner, Jerry Jones, who is one of the most recognizable figures in sports history, when he speaks, everybody listens. Well, I think at this point in time, I feel it would be great to hear him say something positive or say anything. You know, I love what he's been to the sport. He's been excellent to the sport of football. He's a Hall of Famer. But at this point, it's bigger than football. We need him to speak up about life. This is about human beings and equal rights. And that's not what's happening. And it would be great to hear him say something.
Gerald, I appreciate you saying that. And all joking aside, mm-hmm. I got a lot of love for Jerry Jones. I really, really do.
Yes, absolutely.
I've heard a lot of great things about him over the years. I've gotten to know him a little bit. I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones, which is why I caught the Dallas Cowboys and I caught Rich Dalrymple, still waiting to hear back from them, because my whole point is I'm looking for Jerry Jones and I'm not going to let it go, mm-hmm. because it doesn't matter to me what he says. Specifically as it pertains to Kaepernick or anybody else, because you're entitled to your feelings, but you mm-hmm. can't be as magnetized or as attracted to that camera with everything else all these years and then get quiet. Now, I know you spoke out. What level of
Absolutely.
Obligation do you believe the Dak Prescott's of the world, the DeMarcus Lawrence's of the world, people like that? What level of obligation do you feel they have to reach out to Jerry Jones and implore him to speak like you just did?
Yeah, well, I feel like everybody, like you said, is entitled to their opinion. Everybody doesn't have to speak up, but we're trying to push for change. And when we're trying to push for change, you look for those particular figures in the sport or in the world, period, to speak up and say something where people listen. You know, these are my new teammates, so I don't know what their relationship is with Mr. Jones. I don't know. But what I do know is that something needs to be said. And you've seen other professional athletes speak up. You've seen other owners speak up. I just feel like it's necessary at this point that something needs to be said. Anything. You know, don't just go silent. Say something. Anything.
Well, a couple of years ago, Jerry Jones was asked, I think this was 2017 or 18, he was asked mm-hmm. by a reporter about his support for a certain political party. There are only two of major parties in this country, so you can guess right. which one. And he said, because that's the way this country should be run. Well, we have he got it. You know, he got the courts and the executive branch and the Senate. So it's being run that way. And we see the shape our country's in now. He felt okay commenting about it at that time. But this time requires comment and he's silent. Does that not suggest to you where he where his sympathies may actually lie?
It don't look good. I'll say that. It just it doesn't look good. And you can't be silent at a time like this. You know, I'm new to the Cowboys organization and I'm blessed to be part of this organization. But when things are not going well for the team, you know, you can hear him screaming. Well, this is life. This is bigger than just football. It's bigger than money. It's bigger than winning a Super Bowl. And something needs to be said. And I'm not here's how I feel because of the his level of who he is and how many people listen to him. That's why I'm saying it. Everybody doesn't have to speak up. I'm not saying everybody has to say anything. If you want to be silent, that's fine. But the level of who he is, yeah, I think something needs to be said.
First take, your take on ESPN News. So that's interesting because fans have said they don't want to hear from their owners, at least in my poll. And that, let's be honest, I mean, my audience isn't as large as, let's say, ESPN as a whole. So maybe a larger sample size gets a slightly different answer. But I don't know. At this point, what I do know is 63% of you that we polled yesterday said you don't want to hear from your favorite team's owner. Now, Jared McCoy is saying he does believe that Jerry Jones should speak because of the platform and because of what he means to the NFL. This points out the fact that Jerry Jones really has two different clients he's serving as a company. One are the players that he's trying to get to play there and build a culture that makes them want to be there and makes them want to be a part of the Cowboys organization. The other is the fans. How does he find a way to keep both happy? That's an interesting conversation because I'm not sure just action for anybody that wants to call in or tweet me now and say, well, he can donate and he can be involved behind the scenes. I don't know that that's enough anymore for a modern version of NFL players that want more than that. They want voices. They want voices of all ethnicity. They want voices of all diversity to step out and speak because they believe and it has been proven so far that creates a broader conversation that lasts longer. So just giving into what your fans want might not be enough. That's the interesting part of it. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save in just 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. I want to take a little of your take. Brent in Virginia, what's your take on Jones speaking out?
I mean, I think he definitely needs to speak. We're asking everybody right now to participate in the conversation. And nobody should be excluded. He may not have much to say, but let's hear what he does have to say. And that way, people who play for him, people who purchase tickets, fans of NFL teams, fans of the Dallas Cowboys, everybody can kind of clearly understand how to align themselves going forward, knowing how he feels about the situation. Not saying anything. I mean, I think you can kind of draw some conclusions, but I think we actually would rather not draw a conclusion, and we would really listen to what was being said. One of the more important things is because he's been paid as a marketing piece before. So if you're a recognizable enough piece nationally, whether it's sports related or whether it's business related, to be paid to advertise an item, that means somebody is listening to you. And that Jerry Jones falls directly into that category. I think a better poll for you guys will be to poll the NFL players to see if they wanted their owners to speak.
Well, okay, so Brent, don't go anywhere. I want to ask you a couple of questions. One, I don't disagree with you. I've tried over the last couple of weeks and not everybody's liked it. I've tried to learn and grow on air to be a better voice. And we've gone through this in a very vulnerable, raw, real way. Has it cost me fans and followers? Yeah, but that's not a big deal to me, right? That is a big deal to Jerry Jones. So if the vast majority of his, you know, the people that are paying money on Cowboys stuff don't want to hear from him, at some point, doesn't that matter?
How does he know the vast majority of Cowboys fans don't want to hear from him? Like, how are we coming to
Jerry Jones? He knows his business better than we do, right? Like, I gotta believe that Jerry Jones knows his client base. I mean, no different than any other company that goes in and studies the metrics on who supports their brand. I've gotta believe that they've done enough brand studies like anybody else to know, you know, it's a little like ESPN's not blind to which teams get better ratings when we talk about them or when we show them, right? So he's gotta know his client base, doesn't he?
Therein lies your answer to his silence then. Like, we don't have to toggle back and forth about this issue. If you're so sure about Jerry Jones knowing his base, then we can put a period on the question as to why he has not said anything. Like, we can't play both sides of this coin unevenly. We can't stand the coin.
I'm not playing both sides of these coins. I'm saying, for me personally, I would love to hear Jerry Jones speak. I think it would be amazing. I'm not a Cowboys fan. If Cowboys fans don't want to hear him speak, what obligation, where's his obligation lie? To me or to the people that support his brand?
So when you make the overall statement that Cowboy fans don't want to hear him speak, that means the black Cowboy fans don't want to hear him speak. And I'd be damned if that's the truth.
I'm saying the majority of Cowboy fans. That's the case.
Okay, so in the majority of Cowboy fans, therein lies some black fans. And nobody can put words into their mouth to say the majority of Cowboy fans don't want to hear, because if the majority literally by definition means 51%, then some of that 51% of Cowboy fans are going to be black, and nobody can say that they don't want to hear Jerry Jones speak.
But it's not about the fact that some of the majority wants to hear them speak. This is basic business 101, is it not? I mean, when you look at basic business 101, if Jerry Jones looks at it and says, well, these are the clients I would lose, and I use clients, not fans, because again, customers, they're people that spend money. So these are the customers I lose by speaking. These are the customers I lose by not speaking. You don't think he's done a cost analysis of where his benefit is?
I do think he has, but the cost analysis should go further to say how many customers will I gain by speaking? The exact same thing that Nike figured out. If we alienate Cap, we're going to lose some people. But if we glorify Cap, look at what happened to Nike stock. Nobody wants to talk about that anymore. The first
I'm happy
week,
to talk about that.
How it was going down, but what has happened to it? The NFL didn't lose fans because of Cap. They gained black fans. We have money to spend, and that's what we're going to say to Jerry Jones if he says, okay, this is how I feel about Black Lives Matter. But just
I guess where
says,
we disagree.
Jerry Jones knows his dynamics, so he hasn't said anything because he doesn't want to upset the large majority of who he feels like spends money. What we said for 400 years is, as black people, we spend a whole lot of money too.
And look, if you haven't been listening to the show, I want you to hear, first and foremost, I'm your ally in this. I feel like you're getting heated with me, and I appreciate your take. I am your ally in this conversation and have been asking owners to speak out. I believe that it's a great thing. What opened my eyes yesterday, and look, it's up to every owner. If an owner decides they want to speak out, I think it's spectacular. What opened my eyes, for our poll at least, is for 63% of NFL fans to say they don't want to speak out. Where we obviously differ is that I believe Jerry Jones is one of the smartest businessmen in the NFL. He understands business, marketing, branding, how to make money off of everything. So if Jerry Jones believed, in my mind, if he believed there was a dollar to be made by speaking out, he would have done it because he's good at business. Now, does that resonate with his players? That's a total separate conversation. What it was players want versus what it was fans want. Who's he going to try and keep happy, his fans or his players? They're two very different conversations. While I don't think it's – I personally wish Jerry Jones would speak out, I also am going to give Jerry Jones the benefit that he has earned as a businessman to say he's probably done, at least in his head, the numbers. Now, you may think he's wrong, but I'm not going to believe that Jerry Jones has looked around and thought, just not worth getting any black Cowboys fans to spend money on this brand. That's burying his head in the sand in a level that we've never seen from Jerry Jones. So where you and I agree is that Jerry Jones is looking at it as a business standpoint. Where you and I disagree is that, in my mind, I don't think there's any way, if Jerry Jones thought there were dollars to be made, that he wouldn't look at the opportunity to do it. Tristan in Pittsburgh, I've gone way too long for us to get more First Take here. Tristan in Pittsburgh, what's your take on Jerry Jones and owners speaking?
Well, I think that Jerry Jones, it would be nice for them to speak out, but I am very cynical about this. And the reason why is, as much as I'd like for them to speak out, I don't want them to speak out if they're not going to take action behind their words. Because as much as I'm concerned, all football teams, the NFL, they're all just corporations at their heart. They're going to say what they need to in any one moment to, like you said, be a business, make the most amount of money here. But like the 63% of people said on your poll, I don't want to hear them because either I don't want to know what they have to say, maybe it disagrees with my opinion, or if they have something to say and they don't back it up, we're going to see that. This is a big moment in our country right now where everything is transparent. And if the NFL down the road if the owners say something like 1 month and a couple months later they don't have any action behind it, it renders it all meaningless, and it looks bad on the teams. It looks bad on the NFL. So I completely understand that.
Look, it's a great take, Tristan, and I appreciate it always when you give us a call. And, you know, it's interesting to me because I just think about normal life. I mean, so often we look at NFL teams and we say, well, I want to know where you stand on these issues. But conversely, do we ask that of everything else? I mean, before you go shop at, you know, a random retailer, do you sit there before you walk into a restaurant? Do you look at their social and figure out where they've stood on certain issues? There are some people that do, and I especially think the younger generation has empowered that so much that it matters. But there are also a lot of people that just don't want to know if they're going to Olive Garden, how the people that run Olive Garden feel about any of that. Just using Olive Garden as a random, arbitrary example. You guys are fired up about it, so we'll let you chime in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you want Jerry Jones to speak? Should he speak? Where's his obligation? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Don't forget to ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains now through June 30th. Shop in-store, order online for curbside pickup. I tried it. I didn't really know if it was going to be a big difference. I went to Sherwin-Williams. I bought my paint there. It was epic how much better it covered. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details. We're going to get more of your take. Plus, what's the year's NFL season going to look like? Should it even be played? We'll talk to an expert next.
Frankly, Juneteenth is a reminder of how slow this nation can be to change. I mean, the people of Texas didn't know they were free 2.5 years removed from the Emancipation Proclamation. So I think in this critical juncture in our country, it's a stark reminder that what we are moving towards and what we're trying to accomplish is going to require stamina and continued momentum.
What are we expecting from the NFL? What should we be expecting from the NFL? How are they going to be prepared for COVID-19? In a world where we've talked about so much else that's up against every single sport, we still have yet to hear anything about a plan B. That's what scares me the most about the fall, is that we don't know what's going to happen, not if, but when COVID-19 becomes something that the NFL has to deal with in the middle of its season. It's First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't forget to tune in to the ESPN Daily Podcast. Get you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. Presented by Marathon. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. Available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Now, we're going to continue to take your take, as a lot of you have stacked on, and you want to talk about Jerry Jones, whether or not he should speak. But that's not the only NFL news going on in the world right now. I wonder why we aren't yelling louder for at least some sort of what-if scenario plan from the NFL. All right, if you've listened across the landscape of sports over the last several days, you've heard a lot of speculation about how the NFL is going to be prepared and what the NFL is going to do. But we genuinely don't know. In a world where Dr. Fauci just said the bubble is the only safe way to do it, there isn't a bubble that can house the NFL. So I'm still sitting here trying to scratch my head and say, hey, what's plan B? I want to find out from the experts if there is one. ESPN NFL insider Jeff Darlington joins us now on the Shell Penzo Performance Side. Jeff, my friend, thank you so much for the time. Hope you and yours are safe. I really appreciate you hanging out with us. Yeah. Is there a plan B at this point for the NFL?
Oh, I have the answer. I know exactly what's going to happen here. That's not true at all. I have no idea, either does anybody. And look, obviously Dr. Fauci's comments strike a chord that seems to be resonating from most of the science community. And it is certainly strange, but also, I guess, at this point, not that unexpected, that there really is no consideration for what Fauci is saying when it comes from any executives with teams or any, you know, league sources about the idea of having some sort of bubble. And quite honestly, logistically, it just doesn't even seem fathomable. I mean, it's a 53-man roster to begin with. So when we think about the NBA, I mean, I don't even know if this is necessary to even, like, make this comp, but, like, you know, the NBA has, what, 3 hotels at Disney to house all of its teams? And, I mean, it's just the NFL with 53-man rosters for 32 teams, finding the right venue, the right city for that kind of a situation is basically impractical. So I guess what Fauci is saying is that football should not happen this fall. I mean, that would be the leap that I would make based on what he's saying is necessary for football to be played.
So kind of stick with me here for a second. We're talking to ESPN NFL insider Jeff Darlington. Jeff, you know I split a lot of my time between Connecticut and Tennessee. And one thing that's been alarming to me, when you get to certain parts of the country, there just seems to be a, in certain municipalities, a, hey, if we got to put people at risk to keep business going, who cares? That's the cost of doing business.
Right.
Is there some semblance of that in the NFL where it's like, hey, we're going to play this season, and if COVID happens, COVID happens. We don't really care.
I don't. You know, it's funny. So I'm with you. I live in Florida, and we go through like the sort of slight contradiction in Broward County. Like masks are mandatory, right? But then we have a governor who basically says, you know, that the state is not closing back up and will not go into any kind of lockdown. So there's all these different mixed messages depending on where you live and locally and statewide. And I think that my vibe from the NFL on all this is actually not quite as look, I get the message that they're sending by basically slightly dismissing Fauci's comments, saying we're paying close attention to the science and health officials and what they're saying. We can't make any decisions at this point. That's true. I don't get the sense. I get more of a sense talking to people in college football that they're more like kind of bold and gung-ho. We're going to do this no matter what. You know, that's the vibe you feel from the SEC, for instance. I don't get that vibe from the NFL. It doesn't feel like arrogance, but it does to me feel like a league that's saying we need to plan for this to happen so that if we are in a position to make it happen, we're not behind the eight ball. I think it's easier for a league like the NFL to scale back than it is to scale forward. And I think that that's what the NFL's mentality is right now.
We're talking to ESPN NFL insider Jeff Darlington. So let's, Jeff, get to some actual news about, I don't know, players. And, you know, I love a little drama. Jamal Adams not saving any of the drama for the season.
I love this story just because it's something different.
Oh, my God, right? Like, we can actually talk about it. So you've got a superstar safety that wants to get paid, obviously. It's not happening with the Jets. So what's the latest there?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, without being critical, because I think Jamal Adams in these situations, I think that he should empower himself as much as possible in terms of trying to get the most money and play for the best team. But this mindset of a player on his rookie deal with 2 years remaining in his contract, expecting to get, you know, this monster money from an organization that has him on a team favorable deal, like it would not, it doesn't really make sense for the Jets to give him that money. And then for him to say, I want you to trade me, and here's my list of the six teams that are the best in the NFL, basically. Like, those six teams are generally the best in the NFL because they don't overpay players in this type of a situation. So it's just not – it doesn't seem realistic or practical that that's going to be a scenario that, that occurs. I look at, like, I would imagine Jamal Adams says, well, Christian McCaffrey got paid. Well, Ezekiel Elliott, he held out. And ultimately, with 2 years remaining on his deal, got paid. But the Cowboys in that situation were a team that saw themselves as a championship team late in Jerry Jones' ownership. Like, he needed Zeke to have a chance. I don't think the Jets look at Jamal Adams, albeit an incredibly talented player, as the missing piece for a championship. And as such, I just don't see them extending to the point that Jamal Adams is expecting. So all that said, I think this gets far messier before it gets settled.
So now I get to be like the biggest jerk in the room, and I can't wait to make this argument with you. All right, so we're talking to Jeff Darlington. Every time we hear about a quarterback, all we hear is about the fact that you can't pay a quarterback, you know, if he hasn't made it to the playoffs or can't win a Super Bowl and blah, 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 blah. The Jets haven't won any dang games with him playing as Jamal Adams. So why would they pay? I mean, if I'm going to take quarterback logic and apply it to every single position, if I'm the Jets, why would I pay Jamal Adams?
Why would you? No, I agree. We're agreeing on this, unfortunately.
So
make for a good debate.
Is the fatal flaw the Jamal Adams side of the argument, or is the fatal flaw the Dak Prescott side of the argument? Should we stop arbitrarily assigning wins and losses just to quarterbacks?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't think that.
Oh, come with me, Jeff. It'll feel so good. It's liberating.
Well, this might be a naive statement. I don't think the team's view, like, I understand why teams say, like, don't overpay the quarterback. I don't think teams view it as much about what they do at the position as more so what how they can help us win a championship. And I think the quarterback position generally steers teams more like, I mean, more toward, look at the teams that are in the Super Bowls generally, you know? I think that they're teams with quarterbacks who are worth the money that they get paid. I mean, you've got certainly some exceptions there. But generally speaking, the reason we're paying quarterbacks is not because, like, I don't know. I don't think it's about overpaying the position. I think it's about trying to pay for a championship.
Well, we always hear, for example, don't running backs. It's not worth it. But if you go up and down the list at highest paid going into this season, you know, Julio Jones, how many Super Bowl wins does he have at this point?
Right.
You can go up and down the list with safeties. You can go Khalil Mack. Like, I love Khalil Mack, and I regret the day that my beloved Raiders traded him. But what's that done for the Bears? Like, Aaron Donald, how much? So, like, at some point, is the argument actually don't pay anybody?
Well, the argument is you win by drafting well. And that's what, in this instance, the Jets drafted Jamal Adams well. You win by getting guys to succeed on their rookie deals when they're more affordable. And that's why they need to benefit from Jamal Adams' first contract. And the idea of, like, paying him now just makes no sense to the recipe of what it takes to win the NFL. I get that you have to pay Patrick Mahomes all this money at this point. But generally speaking, that's not the case. That's the outlier. That's one of the greatest to put on a uniform. So the idea of paying a guy after his third year, as the Panthers did with Christian McCaffrey and the Chiefs will likely do with Patrick Mahomes, quite honestly, is not what you want to do as a team. You want to get the most out of those rookie deals as you possibly can.
All right, so I'll leave you with this. With Jamal Adams and the Jets, you got a choice. You got to bet. If Jamal Adams, if you're right on this, you get your own private beach in Florida. If you're wrong, you got to move to, like, the middle of nowhere, New Mexico. That's the only way on this. Jamal Adams playing for the Jets this season.
I think he'll play at the end of the season. My guess would be he holds out. He seems like he's very staunch in that. But I think I think Joe Douglas and Adam Gase put their feet in the ground and say, no, we're not trading you. We're not paying you. So I think that it is a holdout until Adams needs to get his accrued season. And all of a sudden we're sitting in a Le'Veon Bell situation.
Oh, see, I'm going to love hanging out with you on your private beach. Jeff, as always, I appreciate your time, your insight. Nobody does it better, my friend. Thanks for hanging out with us. Stay safe, bud.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate you.
First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. I love that I make everybody wager the most arbitrary things when they come on the show. I'm not sure what I'm thinking sometimes. Penske Oil Synthetic Motor Oils, made from natural gas, gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Penske Oil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. The reason I love hosting this show is because we get to talk so much to you guys, and you never know what's going to get everybody fired up. Well, whether or not Jerry Jones should speak has you fired up. So we're going to let you take over the next segment. More of your take coming next. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
I didn't learn about Juneteenth until I was about 30 years old, which used to make me really angry. Now it motivates me to learn more. So I approach the holiday with that attitude, sort of my own personal Emancipation Day, to learn more history, things that I should have known when I was younger. But I'm learning now.
Especially on Juneteenth, the day that has more sort of attention than I can remember any time in my lifetime, the question is, should Jerry Jones speak? And the funny thing is, if you'd asked me a couple of days ago, I would say, surely, of course he would speak. I mean, he should speak. He has such a platform. He's Jerry Jones. Every time there's an NFL issue, we look for him to speak. So it seems strange that this is the moment he's silent. However, yesterday, at least to our audience, we did an entire NFL poll asking you, do you want your favorite team's owner to speak? Overwhelmingly, 63% of you said no. You don't want to hear from your favorite team's owner. Now, that's not just Cowboys specific, obviously, but at some point you have to look at it and say fans, in general, have at least told this show they don't want to hear owners speak. That's created a great reaction from you guys on what the obligation from Jerry Jones is. Who's he obligated to speak to? Don't forget, by the way, before I forget, if you're missing basketball, tune in tomorrow night for an NBA Classic Game 7. 2010 NBA Finals between the Lakers and Celtics, presented by the Home Depot. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Want to get your take? Phil in Pennsylvania. Phil, what's your take?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
Heck yeah, man. Thanks for calling.
So your first caller you had is the reason I was calling in. I mean, the guy was literally arguing with you over what 51% is. And it's people that act like that are exactly why Jerry Jones should not talk out, because he's not going to be able to make people happy. No matter what he says, there's going to be people like that that are just going to hate whatever he says. I mean, it happened to Roger Goodell. You know, Goodell put out a statement, tried to say all the right things, and then there were still people picking it apart for days afterwards.
Phil, you're not wrong, and thanks for your take. I mean, any statement's not going to make people happy. And just ask across the sports media landscape. For some of us that have made statements, I've never made statements about these types of issues in the past. As I've gone through this process, I've lost a lot of followers. I mean, that's just what happens. That's what so many people happen. So, you know, is Jerry willing to step out and do that? It's not a big deal for me, but it is a big deal for him as a business owner. Ed in Virginia, what's your take?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for calling.
My take is, as a black Cowboys fan, I do believe that Jerry Jones needs to speak. And it's not necessarily because of the platform that he has, but if he actually believes that Black Lives Matter and that police brutality is an issue, being that he makes so much money off of black bodies and that he will continue to do so, if he truly believes those things, then I do think it's his obligation to speak up. And if by not speaking up, I think we can infer that he doesn't believe those things, because if he does believe those things, he would be speaking up, in my opinion.
Well, thanks for your take on it. And, you know, I think that's a popular opinion from many people. The problem is, you know, and I think for Jerry, part of the problem is he spoke so loudly in the past. So now when you hear nothing, it's hard to figure out exactly what nothing means. And that's one of the difficulties. That's part of the reason we asked the question yesterday, because when you start to look across the board and figure out what fans want to hear, you have to understand that there's a calculated risk that you're going to hear something from your favorite team's owner that you don't support. And then what are you going to do? I mean, I have many friends in my life that don't support certain retail shops or fast food restaurants because of the set of their beliefs. And do you want to get into a situation where, as a sports fan, you're suddenly realizing your dollars and cents might be supporting something that ideologically, I can't say it, you know what I mean, doesn't match your own set of beliefs. So at some point, you have to look across the board and say, what do you want from Jerry, and what if he doesn't say the right thing? I mean, if you look at it and you say, okay, I want my favorite owner to speak, you're at this point not in the majority, because 63% of us told us they don't. So now, who's the obligation for Jerry Jones to? He's not obligated to me. He's not obligated to Stephen A. He's not obligated to ESPN. He's obligated to his customers that he's built a brand around that spend money on him. So if his customers overwhelmingly don't want to speak for, or don't want to hear him speak, maybe he shouldn't. But he should also understand what that could be doing to his players and their relationships. More thoughts on this, plus other breaking news coming up next. First, take your take, ESPN News.